Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Denise House was raised on a farm and was one of five girls. Footloose and fancy-free, lived a life of living for the now, travelling where possible and meeting new people. It was returning from a 2.5-year Europe stint that she returned back to Australia, met her husband James and had three children. It was during parenting that Denise lost herself, reinvented a new her, started with indirect selling only to discover the constant self-sabotage so many women create within themselves. The self-personal development and discovering her own limiting beliefs and crappy repeat patterns has created hardship and at the same time peace in her own inner strength. From here, Denise created an amazing job for herself with ProThink Solutions. Hi, Denise. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you, Leanne. It's really nice to be here. It's my first podcast interview. And to be honest to say, it's my first time I'll be listening to a podcast. I have never done it before. So it's a win-win. And a tick-tick on both occasions there. So thanks
for that. Oh, excellent. That's you're so welcome to come on. I love having people who have never done it before and to share your story. So I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yep, let's do it.
All right. So do you want to tell us where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Okay, well, where I am now, you wouldn't believe it. I'm from Margaret River, West Australia. And this year we, as a family, made a decision to embrace adventure, and we have moved to a little place called Jabiru and Kakadu. So we're living in a World Heritage National Park in the Northern Territory at the moment, believe it or not.
Wow, so, that's a huge adventure.
It's a huge adventure, massive changes. I'm loving it, getting to know the country and the culture and meeting other people and what brings them here. And yeah, it's very different to what I've ever lived and experienced before.
Yeah, sounds fantastic though. So what's your story? Where have you been to actually get to this point?
Okay, so my story, yeah, it's hard to know. You could talk forever, couldn't you? And I suppose for me, you know, born and raised in New South Wales from a farm background, you know, traveled. And my story is that I met my husband, traveled around overseas, came back, met my husband, and then he's from Tasmania, and we ended up moving to Margaret River. And then we had our children, and it was during this time. So I've always been footloose, fancy free, really never like just living the days, which is not a bad thing, but never really focusing on the outcome of really what it is that I want to achieve for me in my life at the end. And then when we moved to my group and we started having our children, I sort of lost me. You know, you sort of have that, I suppose, that role of who you were and you were working, what you did. And because I came the home mum, and that changed a lot. And so I had to reinvent a new me. And so a friend of mine introduced me to Intimo, which is a lingerie company in Australia. And she loved it and she was doing it. And I've never done any direct selling in my life. But she was enjoying it and that was enough. And I trusted her. So I said to my husband, I'm going to start this because it allows me to be there. At the time, I just had my second child who was 10 weeks premature, so very little and young. And we didn't have family in WA. And so I started this, reinvented myself, because I really needed it for me. It wasn't for finance at the start. Later on, it ended up being up needing it for financial reasons. But for the start, it was really just because I needed something for me to not have that label of being the mum, to meet new people, to get out. And I've always loved lingerie. And what a great way to go to people's homes and personally measure and fit them. And I learnt so much. The company's amazing, their personal development. But what was a common theme that kept coming up is, you know, people, the women of my clients were not happy with their body shape, weren't happy with them, either going through menopause and weren't happy with the change in their body. And it was constant self-sabotage. And you can't, you know, how often can you say to someone, just be happy with who you are, you look great, it's fantastic, because, you know, that's just hitting the surface. And maybe that works for a little while and maybe that's what they're seeking, but it doesn't fix anything, as you know. So I sort of, it took me actually a few years to go on this journey, but it was always in my head and I've always loved human behaviour but never actually acted on it, just used to sit there and sort of watch people. And then one time we did training. It was just a two-day coaching course with the Direct Selling World Association, I think they were called. Might have that wrong, pardon me. And I loved it. I loved the few questions that we were asked and we were asked on other people, which just changed things so quickly. And so from there, this feed, it was a slow transition. It was actually 18 months later that this feed from this coaching course came up, and I just went, yeah, I'm going to do this. This is resonating with me. And who would have ever thought that it wasn't just tools and models that I were learning and have continued to learn to assist my intimate clients and my friends and my family, but it was me. The biggest growth is myself, like learning what was stopping me, still learning. It's an ongoing, my repeat patterns, where I would self-sabotage, what was stopping me. And also more so since being a parent, I started actually stopping myself more and more and disbelieving in, can I ever get back into the workforce as such as well. So this evolved and I started a job for myself, as I call it, a business called ProThink Solutions, which is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves they can be. I started that last year. It's been challenging in the sense of the business sense, challenging in the sense of myself, can I do this? Always digging deep. But the rewards have been the people that I've assisted to move from A to B, the people that I've met, my relationship with my husband is stronger. I have learnt to listen to my children who are now 13, 11 and 8. So, yeah, so that's a little bit about my story and where I am now. And then learning the Tony Robbins six core needs, human needs, and embracing the uncertainty was a big decision factor to move up here.
Yeah, that's huge, isn't it? So was it a bit like a lightning bolt, or was it more of a slow rumble leading you up to having your own business?
Slow. I never actually went into this to create my own business. It was never actually in my forefront. It just happened and continues to evolve. And it's a constant challenge because, you know, I'm not business savvy in that sense. I'm more supportive savvy. And now I'm also an extended accredited consultant. And I understand how I tick more. So I know my natural strengths and my non-natural energy types. And that I use that tool for all my clients. I get them to all do that. That actually halves my coaching time, and it gives them, as it has with me, that okayness to be who you naturally are. And when things are feeling icky, you can associate it to what it is, and you know you can do it.
Yeah. I love the behavioral profiling, the extended disc. That's one of my tools as well.
Yeah, no,
it's fantastic. So you're talking about challenges. Have you had any challenges that might have, you know, you might have felt like throwing in the towel and not going forward with your business?
Oh God, yeah. I started this with this is my ego. I started this with $100 to my name, and I was still paying for my study course. And I did it. I'm still doing it. I'll say I've done it, but I've paid my study course because my husband said, I'm happy for you to do this, but it has to be you and not the family money. And that wasn't easy because, you know, still learning about business. I'm still doing, I still have moments where I'm going up and down like a yo-yo and getting consistent. But I know where my faults are, and I've learned to give myself permission to have those stuff ups. So, you know, it has been often when I've gone, why am I doing this? You know, why can't I just want to let everybody know that I can help. Simple as that. Doesn't have to be so hard to get out there and let people know that, you know.
Yeah, it's certainly a learning curve, isn't it, when you're not used to having your own business. There's so much involved, and like how to get yourself seen and heard, and yeah
exactly.
So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Do you have the big vision, or was it just out of necessity at first?
I had a vision, I lost it, then it became necessity, and the vision's come back. And every time, sometimes I think throwing in the towel, I'll never throw in the towel of always assisting people. I'll always do that. I love it, and I love what I'm learning, because my motto is to grow, to inspire, to share, and to learn. And that's not only for me to give that out, but for me to also reciprocate that back. And every time when sometimes I think, why am I doing what I'm doing? I just go, because if I stop, Who am I helping? That's my biggest thing. If I stop, who am I helping?
Yeah, that's good.
That keeps me 1 foot at a time.
Yeah. So what sort of possibilities have opened up for you by doing this business?
Well, okay, so learning how to branch out, to go to business networking groups, to believe in yourself, to, you know, because never having a business and doing it, and it's not like I've got a tangible product, it's not like I've got a soap or something like that. It's me and my knowledge, my tools. And from that, I've ran a effective communication workshop, which is great. But actually, I've been very fortunate. All my workshops have been paid for. Then a small networking group found out about the critical alignment model. I did a 20-minute chat about that, and they paid me for their members. I love that. We did a critical alignment 4 hours. And then with the help of another coach, I developed an 8-week personal development program, because what it stemmed back to me is that for me, where I was lacking, as much as people think I'm very outgoing, talkative, you can be outgoing and talkative, but you can also be internally massive self-disbelief and that's self-sabotage, and exactly with my clients not believe, you know, loving their body and who they are. And it was from teenagers. It's for me, it started as a teenager. So it was, you know, if I can instill with them, especially with all the high cases of suicide and the depression. Oh my God, I asked my friend who's a GP, what's the main thing people come to you for? And she said depression. And that's just amazing. I've been very fortunate enough to have depression. So I can only just think what it must be like. So for me, it's like, okay, well, let's start this. So an 8-week program was developed. I went to high schools. I'm not a teacher, so this was really pushing my comfort zone and also to walk the talk. And I was very fortunate back home in the Southwest, the high school took it on, and I ran my first 8-week, and the girls that participated call it the Shining Stars. And this year they've asked me to come back and run 2 workshops. I'm heading back home for a month to run 2 8-week programs to year 7 year 8 girls. And because I know I can't always, won't be there, and I want this to be part of a culture of this school and other schools to take it on, is that I'm actually now training somebody else to facilitate it in the times that I can't be there. So that for me has been a massive achievement, and I've loved that. And then also it's been the other workshops and the individual clients that have come on their way as well. And since being here, I've even done a effective communication in the workplace with the local fiery here as well.
Oh, that is so awesome. I love it. Things are definitely taking off for you.
It's really nice to just see, you know what it is? It's really nice to see what is actually possible by just putting yourself out there and being vulnerable.
Yes.
Yeah. And it doesn't always, because sometimes you get vulnerable and you go, oh, you get that icky feeling inside. But, you know, like I said, if I stop, then I'm not helping anybody.
Yeah.
And I always want to show to my kids as well that anything is possible. Yeah. It's only you stopping you.
Yeah, that's it. So what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
In the future, here where I am currently, be able to be part of the community and share my tools and my models on learning, and also reverse for the school that I'm doing this program to, for them to actually take it on as part of their permanent program. So then it changes the culture of the whole school, and that to go out into other schools as well. And so for me, that's it. And my family always come first. So making sure that I'm there for them always.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay. That music.
All right, what's your favourite book?
Oh, God, actually, I can't do this short. Creator of Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that in the background you've got a bit of Wonder Woman there. So tell me a bit about that book.
Okay. I've loved Wonder Woman since I was 8, and I've even still got my first name tag that was on my door. And my friend of mine knew I always loved Wonder Woman, gave me the book Creative Wonder Woman. And with my studies and being a behavioral profiler, do you know that the person who started Wonder Woman, now it's a movie and everybody knows, was Marston. And he was one of the first sort of forefathers in behavioral profiling with the disc. He just didn't go by it. So for me, it just resonated. Also, I love Wonder Woman because she was stemmed from the suffragettes, you know, the women trying to empower others. And so I love her values and what she stands for.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with you there. I've got a couple of books on her as well. What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Yeah. You know, actually, I don't actually have one. And there's a few people as I've gotten older that stand out. I was never someone had pop posters on the walls. We were never allowed to, but they never got into me. I was never anything like anybody like that into band. I love bands, but I never wanted to be anybody else, to tell you the truth. But I do have a close friend, Teenie, and she's got her own business, and I just love how she knows her vision and where she's going, and she works extremely hard, and she is one of my mentors. There's another guy called Gene Hardy who owns a Cape to Cape Explorer business, and I really have high admiration with him and his family, what he's achieved, what he's doing. And then my mum, you know, like my mum was brought, you know, married my dad, he's lovely, but back then male chauvinist pig as they were, and she had five girls and were brought up on a 2,000-acre farm, and she's quite, you know, isolated back then. So for her to be as strong and so optimistic, because my dad isn't optimistic, she's instilled that without even realizing it in us.
What about a daily ritual that works best for you?
Yeah. My gratitude books, do it every day. I write it. I just do that. My three, I even sit with the kids and go, what are we grateful for? And I get up and run 3 days a week. I'm big on my exercise. And because when I run, it's my form of meditating as well. Like I think of the things I've got to do for the day. And then when I come back, I'm ready. I'm ready for the kids, get them up going for school, you know, the breakfast, and I'm in a better state. So they're my two main rituals. Then I always have another book, which I know I don't think on video, but I'm showing you, which is my daily goal book. So I write at least 10 goals every day to me. And that one of those goals could even be just washing the bloody clothes, can you believe it? But then I mark down three that are going to move me in the direction that I need to go.
They're
my main ones.
Mm. What about favourite food?
My favourite food, okay. This is an interesting one. I do love sushi, but I love egg and whole. You know when you get the bread and you cut a hole in and you put an egg in it? I love that with tomato sauce on top, seriously. I love that.
Sometimes the simplest are the best, aren't they?
Yeah.
What are the country or the city?
When I read this, Turkey, and I would like to explain why. If that's when I was a backpacker, as many Aussies do, for 2.5 years travelling, I was a green traveller when I went to Turkey. I only just arrived in Europe and then went straight to Turkey. And I found it really upfronting, difficult, you know, coming from my naive background on the farm, you know, coming up, people harassing you to buy this and that and the different guys looking at you. And I didn't feel comfortable. And after a few weeks, I left and I went back to the UK where, you know, I felt a bit more comfortable. People speak the same language and that was a good place. But it never sat with me well. And so 2 years later, I actually went back to Turkey. And it's the same with business. And I really thought about this. I really loved it when you sent these questions because it really gave me a chance for me to really think and reminisce. So thank you for that, Leanne. Mm-hmm. That the reason that, you know, I love going back in Turkey is that I was stronger within myself. And being stronger within myself, it allowed me to actually enjoy Turkey, because then when guys were coming wanting to sell, I would actually engage with them. And they loved that. And they weren't scary. And as soon as I had strength within me, you know, they backed off as well. But I, in the sense though, I had really great conversations with people, had no problems asking people where to go for directions. And I suppose they could see I was no longer the green traveller. I think these people in these countries or any country are very clever when they can see if you're a green traveller or not a green traveller. And by that time I wasn't. So it really does come with any journey in your life that the more you do, the better you get at it. But what you've got to be careful of is that we're so good at doing what we do, we get stuck at that we can't think we can do anything else. So it's all about pushing that next boundary condition, isn't it? So you can do that. And then you get icky about that and you stay. And that's like, you know, when you drive a car, you get comfortable driving a car, but at the beginning, you're scared shitless.
Yes.
You know, or starting a new sport or anything. But once you achieve it, it's great. So for me, it's Turkey for those reasons. I really engaged in the culture and the people the second time around because of me. I was more comfortable with me, really.
Yeah, I love that. What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change?
seek help, without a doubt. Get a coach. You know, we get coached. I get coached regularly to help me move on. As much as I've got all the tools and the models, I get coached. But if you're not happy, I've written a few things down for this, that if you're not happy with where you are and who you are or whether your body shape and you want to lose weight, either stop complaining or do something about it. As simple as that. And if you have got an idea, act on it. Even if it fails, celebrate mistakes. I've always, when my kids come home from school, one of my first questions I ask them, they're probably sick of it now, is what did you fail at today? Mm-hmm. You know, be acceptable that we do fail because without failing we cannot move on. But, you know, we should celebrate our mistakes more because it'll allow us, I personally believe it'll allow us to grow.
Yeah, I agree, totally. It's definitely, I find them, they're all learnings for me. So if I make a mistake, well, I know not to do it that way. I'll do something differently. And it makes you take different directions, make different choices. So, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
All right, so last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I just wouldn't. I find that a bizarre question. Why would I want to do that? Because I wouldn't be where I am now. You know, if anything, I just say, Craig Waters, when he comes around to kiss you in your year two, tell him you don't want him to. But, yeah, otherwise I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now, and that's all come from being the person that where I've come from. So, yeah, you know, it's like draw the line, move forward from now.
Yeah, excellent. Great answer. Thank you for that. You're all right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. So would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yeah, for sure, Leanne. You can contact me at denise@prothinksolutions.com.au or go to my Facebook page, ProThink Solutions, or you can even just text me on 0409 468 730. Well, I'm sure they can get in contact with me via you, Leanne.
They certainly can. All right. Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Igniters, I love a Wonder Woman fan, and Denise certainly is one. She's also an adventurer. I love how she shared her story of reinventing herself and now inspires others to be the best version of themselves. She believes that anything is possible, it's only you stopping you. If you want to contact Denise, go to denise@prothinksolutions.com.au. If you want to find out how you can reinvent yourself, then contact me to find out about my 7-step system to live an adventurous life at leanneblaney.com.